Paula Eads and her husband Randy were on a dark stretch of Highway 45 near their Rhinelander home when she saw something few people see in Wisconsin.
Maybe 4 miles from home, and it was just there. My husband yelled, "Moose." All I saw was legs and a stomach.
The 600-pound female smashed the windshield and crushed the top of Paula Eads' car. She says she and Randy are lucky to be alive.
She could have come through the windshield and got caught in there and kicked and thrashed. Someone was watching over us. The angels were there. No doubt about it.
The crash killed one of the few moose that live in Wisconsin, according to DNR mammalian ecologist Adrian Wideven.
That's pretty unusual. We probably have only 20 to 40 moose in Wisconsin. And as I recall, the last time a moose was hit by a vehicle was maybe about 15 years ago, somewhere between Stevens Point and Wausau.
Wideman says the moose probably strayed from the Upper Peninsula, where the animals were reintroduced in 1985 with mixed success.
We're not seeing moose populations doing very well in the Great Lakes. Not likely that we're going to have a very healthy breeding population extending across much of northern Wisconsin.
And Paula Eads says she's gotten some undeserved criticism because of the accident.
Sometimes there's just nothing that you can do, I guess, on Facebook. People haven't been so kind. How can you not see a moose? You really can't. Their eyes don't glow in the dark either.
Something to keep in mind if you're driving at night on a Northwoods country road. I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.